part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
All right, this board is a piece of fucking shit. Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 95, part one.
95, part one, John.
No doubt, Scott. New doubt.
New doubt.
New doubt.
So what's going on with you, man? How was your week?
It was great. Let me turn that shit off. It was good, man. It's good. You know,
it's good.
The kids, they got these fucking softball and baseball games. Holy shit. Every fucking day.
Every day?
Yeah.
When we played, we had them like once a week.
Once a week or something. I don't know.
What's with the everyday shit?
I don't know. It's brutal. So anyway, you know, I leave work Friday. I think I'm going to the Suns game. Find out it's canceled for some reason. I don't know why.
The weather was good.
The weather was fine. I guess no shows from the other team.
Oh, forfeit.
Yeah. So, you know, so what do? We went out to dinner or something?
With the kids?
Yeah, and then we went to see a movie.
Nice.
Went to see Meet the Robinsons.
Yeah, I saw that one.
I thought it was a pretty damn good movie, didn't you?
Yeah, I liked it.
I wish I was stoned, man.
I think it was over the kids' heads.
Yeah, way over.
But, you know, because it dealt with time travel and all that shit.
And it was a little kind of like Rudolph.
Yeah, a little bit. And, you know, I think we liked it so much is because we've actually experienced time travel. So we're able to relate with it.
Well, that vehicle was based on our design.
Right. No doubt. We were consultants on the film.
Absolutely. And I love the Matrix scene. Did you catch that?
No, I probably missed that.
Where the kid's flying through the hat city, and he's flying into these like narrow. Oh,
I thought that was a Star Wars vibe.
No. And then the things are chasing him with the one eye and the legs, reminiscent of those like octopus. I forget what they call them, and they attach to the ship, and then they start, like, zapping and cutting into the ship and tearing it apart.
And fucking shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
The fucking shit uppers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we did that, you know, and I get home, and I'm fucking stuffed, man, because we ate. God damn it, where do we eat? Where do we eat? It's not like me to forget stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Where'd you see the movie? At Glen Tan?
Oh, I know. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings. And you know, you eat a bunch of those wings, and that wasn't what got me. It was those big cheese fries, and then a couple of beers. So I'm a little tired and cranky. And we get home, and I sit down. I'm watching some TV. And I have a sleep window. I cannot go to sleep like normal people. You know, like my wife and probably you can sleep anywhere, anytime. You go, you know what? I'm going to go to sleep. And you just lay down and you go to sleep, right?
That's me. Yeah. Yep.
Not me.
No.
No. I have a sleep window.
A window.
A window of opportunity. And when I feel it coming on, I got to just take advantage.
You
got to
jump on it.
So here it is. Boom. It's about 11 o'clock. It's taking me over. I like zombie my way over to the bed. And we're living in the basement. You know, the kids got the old studio office where we used to do the show.
Right.
And we're in the basement where the TV is and the big entertainment center couch.
Where I used to broadcast from.
And we have our king size bed down there now with the furniture. So we have our computer set up right behind the furniture, And I crawl into bed, and I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be great. I'm hitting it right on the number, man. Right? Oh,
how big is your window?
What do you mean?
Well, how long?
It's got to be big enough for me to fit through
it. How long is the window? Is it 5 minutes? Is it a half an hour? Is it 45 minutes?
It's like 10 minutes or something.
10 minutes, that's it?
Yeah, it's real quick. So I got to hit it right away.
How often does the window come up? Once every 24 hours?
Yeah, and then sometimes when I feel a nap coming on, which never works out, and I'll tell you about that. So I lay down, and I could feel, I'm going into the sleep, the deep sleep. I could feel it coming on. All of a sudden, I hear the color printer start going. And it's not like in black and white this time. It's like the top of the line color. So the machine's going,
each line
for each fucking letter,
each letter
or whatever
line, 2,000 lines.
The thing's going for like 15 minutes. I'm like, God damn it. So now I'm pissed off. I stomp upstairs. I go, what the fuck are you printing? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were sleeping. It's 11:30. What the fuck do you need to be printing right now? What is it? It's not your office.
Who is this, your daughter you're talking to?
No, my wife. The kids are sleeping. I'm like, what are you printing, 30 pages? Just 4? And I go to try and sleep. I cannot go back to sleep.
You missed your window.
I missed it. And I'm,
well, what was she printing? You don't know?
It was some bullshit. What the fuck was it? I don't know. Some confirmations or something. Oh, for pictures, school pictures for the kids. And apparently she told me that you order them online, but then when you... you have to print them out, and then you have to mail in the printouts also. Because the online, they fuck up sometimes. So you have to mail in the order as well. They recommend that.
Then isn't why that even great? Have online?
Right. Why? But why does she got to print it in full fucking color?
I don't know.
So it was. It was only 4 pages, but it was in brilliant color, Scott. Brilliant.
So then you miss your window of opportunity.
I wake up in the morning and I'm crabby as all shit, man. And we end up going to some restaurant or something to have breakfast, me and the kids.
So this is Saturday morning?
Yeah. And we go to the daughter's game. And I said, hey, is there any way I can get a nap? And she says, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to go to the store, and I'll leave you with, I'll take them with me. I'm like, no, forget it. I won't get a nap then. No, you will. I go, no, I won't, because here's the thing. Anybody sees my fucking car, I have to park 2 blocks away so they don't know I'm home. Because of the house being built, everybody wants to stop by. Hey, what's up? Ding dong, ding dong. The fucking dog's barking. I said, just leave Nate at home and take the daughter with you. So,
can I stop you there for a second? I think that's the biggest difference between you and me.
Yeah, what's that?
We're both Gemini. We were only born how many days apart? We both pretty much have the same musical taste.
Yeah.
The taste in literature. A lot of viewpoints we share, same views. The biggest difference is... nobody's pulling up to my house if they see my car.
Yeah, well, they pull up. It's usually they're walking by, you know.
Uh-huh.
Or it's the neighbor kid.
Well, you know, I would
Christian
by.
Or somebody wants to talk to Nathan, or and he just walks right in, one of the kids, the neighbor kid.
Mm-hmm.
He just walks in. Hey, how's it going? What are you doing? Hey, Christian, what are you doing? I'm looking for Nathan. And he goes right down the basement. Hey, honey, what is going on with this kid? I don't know. He does it every day.
Saturday.
Stop him. Shoot him with a taser or something.
Saturday, I dropped, or my wife dropped my son off at the in-laws because I had an eye doctor appointment.
Yeah.
So I picked him up and we drove by and I thought about it. But I didn't. I just kept going. Yeah. I saw your car, but I didn't, you know, because I would want to call first.
Yeah.
I don't know what time you get up.
Yeah, well, that's... I did try to take the... So when the... And I told the wife, I go, see, it doesn't work. I said, only if you're home, I can take a nap. And even then, she claims that she's trying to be as quiet as she can. But she's like a fucking bull in a china shop, man.
Yeah. It's all passive-aggressive shit. My wife is the same way.
Oh, I was trying to be quiet by firing off this cannon. Thanks, honey. And so I laid my head down about 5. I said, really, I got to get something, man, because I am not going to make it at Special Ed's party. There's no way I'm going to go eat a pasta dinner at this restaurant, then walk 25 feet to the nightclub next door and be able to make it through the whole night without punching somebody in the face.
Without your nap.
Without my nap. Okay, so it's 5 o'clock, and I lay down, and it felt like a nanosecond went by. Honey, it's time to get up. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. No. No, it's not time to get up. I just laid down. Oh, no, it's 1:45. So this 45-minute nap that I was supposed to get felt like a nano.
Yeah, I hate that shit. I hate when that happens. That doesn't happen to me too often anymore.
Blam! What? And I had to get dressed, and we had to go.
When I was younger, that used to happen a lot. Like where I would sleep the whole night, and it would feel like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen anymore.
But I'll tell you what, man. I made it all the way till like the wife had to drag me out of there. She's like, we got to go. And
what
usually,
time? And this is from Special Ed's party.
It was like 1:15.
1:15?
Yeah.
Holy
shit. So we left the house at like 6. Met some people, a couple at the restaurant, Olivetti's. It's a really good Italian restaurant. You ever eaten there?
Oh, we eat there all the time. The owner?
Pat,
the woman.
She loves me, man.
Yeah, I can't fucking stand her.
Really?
I just cannot stand her. She's rude to me.
Oh, I know.
Fuck her.
My wife thinks she wants to do me.
Oh, that's gross.
I know.
That is gross.
I know. She's pretty big, isn't she?
They do have great food.
Yeah.
But every time the wife says, you know, I really want some Olivetti's, I'm like, oh, shit, I got to deal with that woman.
What's wrong with her?
She's
just be nice to her and she'll love you.
Oh, you know, I tried that. I went with that. I went that way.
It's all bullshit with her.
Yeah, and it is all bullshit. And every couple of weeks, they have signs up where I think she fires the entire staff because they need all new waitresses, bartenders, cooks. I think she just gets rid of them all because she's kind of a crank.
She's pissed at the world, yeah.
I don't want to deal with that shit. Just give me my fucking food. She tried to make small talk with me on Friday.
Yeah.
So,
how are the kids?
Here's the $6 coupon you sent me because you forgot to put the fucking sausage in last time. Make sure you get it right this time. Just shut your trap and get my food.
It's damn good food,
don't
though,
spit
isn't
it?
It.
Oh, it's great.
No, they
it's
don't spit
food.
In it now. They shit in it.
It's great food.
Well, we sat down to eat, and instead of pasta, I thought, you know, pasta really makes me crash real quick. So, you know, I really get a lot of energy, but 2 hours later, I'm like, ugh, I can't move. I'm comatose. So I got steak, and I ordered veggies and rice instead of the potato. Now, I didn't want too much starch, so I just took a couple bites of the rice. And I said, I'm done, you know. She comes over, what's wrong with the rice? I said, what do you mean? Well, there's nothing wrong with the rice. She says, you sent it back. You didn't eat any of the rice. Is there something wrong with the rice? No, Pam, the rice is great.
Yeah,
I wasn't hungry. Are you sure? Was the rice bad? Because I'll get you more rice. I'll get you whatever you want. What do you want? What do you want?
I want you to get the fuck out of my face is what I want.
She usually brings over a big plate of two appetizers for free. Sausages and peppers and I don't know. I must be some Goomba or something when I go over there.
Here's where it changed for me. We used to go there all the time before we had kids. And when we had kids and we brought our kids,
they fucking hate kids.
And her attitude changed that day. And ever since then, it's been this love-hate relationship.
Yeah. I went there before they had a liquor license. You could bring your own in a brown bag.
Nice.
So anyway, right behind there is Kiava. You ever been to that place?
I've never been in there, no.
Okay. First time I ever went there, it's like a nightclub dressed up to be a European kind of nightclub. It's got these big, giant purple couches and purple walls, and it's real dark, dimly lit. And they specialize in martinis. And the first time I went there, there was a jazz band. I brought some German colleagues. And we walk in, there's a bouncer at the door with a big shiny 45 strapped to his chest.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh, great. What the fuck's going to go down? And then I heard they had some trouble with the Russian mafia and all this shit there. But we've been there a couple of times lately, and there's nothing. The place is just, there's nobody there. So we go there to, Special Ed is his 40th birthday party, surprise party. Get there, help set up some shit, start hanging out, drinking.
When did the surprise occur? At the restaurant or at the...
No, at the bar.
At the bar.
At the lounge. And there's this big picture window that's open, and he's walking in, and everybody can see him. And somebody goes, he's here! And he hears it right through the window, because it's open, right?
Right.
I mean, it's a picture window, like 5x5. And he walks in, and everybody's surprised. He goes, yeah, kind of gave it away when somebody yelled, he's here. And I heard him. And he was very surprised. Then I see Lynn shows up, and she gives a card and says, we're leaving. I said, what do you mean you're leaving? Where's Rick? He's outside with the baby. What the hell are you doing here with the baby? Oh, we thought it was like a restaurant thing. And we brought the baby, and Pam, the owner, won't let us in. I said, what? So I go out there. Hey, Pam, what the hell's going on? She says, well, my liquor license and all this. I'm like, but yeah, what's a party with food and, you know, family people here? She goes, okay, till the man of honor shows up, you know. Okay, it's okay then. But as soon as he's done, you got to go. Okay.
What a piece of shit.
So Rick comes in. The baby's digging the bass music playing. Rick and I order a bourbon, and we're sitting there, and Special Ed shows up. And there's a picture. There's this card that everybody signs, and there's a picture of Special Ed wearing an AC/DC t-shirt with long hair, and he's playing what looks like a Gibson Explorer guitar.
Explorer,
rocking out.
Was that the V? No, that's...
No,
what did the Explorer look like?
It's like a weird... scarab shaped body. It's got like a weird angle, like a triangle on one side and then a part that sticks out on the bottom.
Oh, right, okay.
Rick's got one. So Rick starts commenting on it to Special Ed, and Special Ed says, well, I built that. And Rick goes, come on, you just put it together, right? He goes, no. He goes, actually, that one, the neck I put on, but... the body I built in wood shop.
Nice.
He goes, but after that, I started building my own necks, too. And Rick goes, what do you mean? You just put them together, right? Oh, no. I got a template from this guy. He told me I could have it. I put the truss rod in. I built the whole neck. It took me like 40 tries to get it right. I put in the frets, the truss rod, all the stuff. He goes, I built a couple of, like, four guitars from scratch. No fucking way. I thought Rick was going to jerk off right there.
Really?
He was so enamored with Special Ed.
Oh,
And me.
Talk's going to start, hey, John, I think we need a new bass player. Maybe somebody who can craft their own instrument.
No.
Should join the band.
Special Ed's wife only... He's lucky to come out here once every four months.
Thanks for Special Ed's wife, not because I'm so goddamn talented I can stay in the band.
No.
Oh, yeah, we'd swap you out with Special Ed in a second, but if it wasn't for his wife.
I mean, that's the backup reason, but the real reason is because you're so goddamn talented. It would never happen. That was the backup reason.
Right. Right on.
But Rick was just, oh, my God. And the way Special Ed was explaining it, I was like, there's no way he could be fucking making this up, man. He really knows his shit. And he was telling this great story, which I've never heard. You know, all this weird shit comes up about him, like he's a, you know, a kung fu expert and you know, all the shit his dad
looks like Alberto Gonzalez.
But anyways, it was getting pretty crazy. We started playing a ton of music from this cool jukebox they had there. But then they turned on the dance music and got the lights going. And then the shit started going, man, the dancing. And I think this one dude, he was with his wife there, and we saw him kissing some other chick on the dance floor.
Nice. And he was with the party? With your party?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the whole place was our party. It was open bar.
Mm.
I drank a double bourbon with Rick. I had a couple of beers. Then I had a couple, three of these lemon shots. And then I had two shots of Jaeger. And then I had a lemon fluff martini. And I don't know what else I fucking drank. I just kept drinking and drinking and drinking. And I was pretty fucked up. I drank every different drink possible. And everybody's like, oh, he's going to hurl, man. I even put the moves on Special Ed and started rubbing his ear and shit. That got him a little uncomfortable. But that's only because there was some lesbians there and I wanted to balance out the mood.
Right.
One of the lesbians took my wife on the dance floor. And I was like, oh, my God. That chick dances like a dude. You know, with the you know, white man's overbite going and everything. And it was a chick.
How do you know?
Because I know him. I know him. I know the couple.
Oh, nice.
They live right next door to Special Ed. And, yeah, that was pretty interesting. So a lot of cool shit was going on. And then Jeremy and I had a nice discussion about atheism and agnosticism.
Where does he sit?
He's atheist. He said he was agnostic till we talked a couple weeks ago. Then he did some research online. He says, yeah, now I know it. I'm atheist.
He thought he was agnostic.
Yeah. He's a man of science is what he tells me.
I see.
Yeah. So we had a long discussion at dinner also about me being an atheist, which got some guffaws.
Guffaws from who? Did you tell Special Ed's wife that he said he was an atheist?
No, I didn't, but I told his friends. Some friends of his, and they said, no way. I said, yeah, he's a Republican atheist. It's an oxymoron. So I got really fucked up, left at about 1:15, and the babysitter had her boyfriend over, and they were banging on the couch when we walked in. She wasn't too pretty.
Do you take the demerit, like take some money off
the
top?
No, they weren't. They're a little older. They're living together in Woodstock, and the wife said it was okay. I wasn't too keen on it. But he seems like a pretty cool guy. Nate likes him because he loves to play video games, and Nate loves to play video games, so they just usually sit there and play video games. But instead they watched that museum movie, Night at the Museum.
Right.
And then the kids went to bed. And
nice.
The couple just sat there and watched pay-per-view.
Out of sight.
Up to $500.
Triple X shit?
Yeah, Triple X. No, we walk in and the dude is crashed, dead asleep on the couch. So I went right to bed, man. Actually, I went to bed, and then I went, wait a minute, I got to remember to do this. Rick told me to do this, and I downloaded a song about rabbits, which we'll get into probably at practice.
Okay.
So I don't have it.
Oh. Yeah, you told us that last practice, right?
Oh, right. The one with the funny songs on the other side?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the actual song. So it's pretty good. We'll have to play it for the show. I didn't bring it in. It's on my other PC.
Right.
And then I went to bed, woke up, felt great. Had a little headache, little one, right here, right over the right eye. Other than that.
Little one.
Although Jeremy did say when he was running and we started talking about the six panel doors and everything. Yeah, he almost whipped his iPod in the middle of the street.
You mean when Jane and Sally were talking design?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe we should have a, you know, we talked about this a long time ago where we can speed up the, we can speed it up, but our vocals still maintain the same
right
tone.
Yeah.
Maybe every podcast we should pick a segment and just apply
the speed up
the
segment.
Speed up segment. Like we can, in post, we can put a little,
right.
What do you call it? Not a promo, but a bumper.
A tagger.
A tag.
A bumper,
then,
yeah.
Hey, this we're going to speed this section up.
Right.
That would have been a good candidate for the speed up.
And I talked earlier this week about a bit we could do.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, they have that Where in the World is Matt Lauer?
Right.
We're going to do Where the Fuck is John and Scott?
Are we going to do that tonight?
We can't.
Oh.
Can we?
I don't know. Not really. I need to prepare for these things.
That's right.
That's what
I'm saying.
Right. So
prepare.
Next, episode 96, Where the Fuck are John and Scott?
Where the fuck are John and Scott?
We'll give you some audio clues.
And you have to guess.
Now, when do we give the answer out? Do we give it out the same?
The next week.
The next week we'll give the answer out?
Yeah, because we'll be in a new place. Every week we'll be in a new place.
In a new place. Right. Where the fuck?
It's John and Scott.
Are John and Scott.
Is it our John and Scott or
it is? It's our John and Scott.
Ah.
It is if it was just John.
What is Scott?
It is. It's a word, John.
So, yeah, that's what I did this weekend. Oh, and Jeremy said he jogs a lot. He runs while he listens to the show.
Uh-huh.
And he said he went to get some water. He was at the halfway point. And when you made the faggot school comment,
yeah,
he said he threw up, or he laughed so hard he almost threw up.
I was thinking about that.
He wanted to know if it was a real story.
I was thinking about, yeah, it's a real story. I was thinking about the structure of that. And it works for really anything. Because I went, I swim, you know. So I went to Park Ridge and I see this guy always in the pool. It's this older guy. And I chit-chat with him every once in a while. But I had just been on the treadmill. So I jump in the water. I only last like 5 minutes and I start cramping up. So I get out of the pool. And the guy's, hey, well, I can't even remember the comment. It was some smart-ass comment, like, I can't take it. This guy's in his 60s, right?
Yeah.
But he wears fins. He wears flippers when he swims. So I didn't say this, but what came to mind was, yeah, I went to the faggot store, but they were out of flippers. So I think the faggot.
I thought you were going to say, I didn't know old man flipper faggot school was out. Off today.
No, there's a faggot structure that you can use.
Well, I told you the papooch had to go to sensitivity training for calling a gay guy a fag.
Yeah.
And he was using the faggot structure, but he didn't know he was insulting a faggot.
Right.
For real.
Oh, I can pick out the queers, John. I got good gaydar.
You do not,
I
man.
Do. Well, I didn't say this. I just thought this, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't say it. But I was thinking, boy, what a great structure for a cut down, the faggot structure.
So, hey, is it me? Or did old man Flipper Faggot School have the day off today or what?
No, it doesn't work with faggot school.
Oh,
but
sorry.
You see the faggot store.
Oh, faggot store.
I went to the faggot store,
and they
but
were
they
out
were
of
out of
flippers.
Flippers at the faggot store.
Oh.
And here's an important distinction, though. It's not gay bashing.
No.
It's how heterosexual men cut each other down by implying that the other is a homosexual.
Right. Absolutely.
That's all. It's just fun and games. That's all it is, John. Because we love the fags, don't we?
Oh, yeah. What's not to love?
We may even become one day.
Yeah, both of us may become one faggot.
Well, if we did become one, I think, yeah.
Oh, yes.
We could make
we
that
may
leap.
Become one. That's what it's all about, though, isn't it?
Becoming how much time we got one. Left there, John?
No, none time.
None time?
None time at
I
all.
I can't do one more thing
go ahead.
Before? Okay. You know, I'm a big fan of Spike and Rachel. We talk about Spike and Rachel a lot. And like episode 46, I really connected with that episode. I agreed with almost everything Spike said. It's a very endearing episode to me. And one of the ways that I like to express myself is through this podcast.
Right.
You know, to tell Spike, keep going, because episode 45, in contrast, Spike whined a little bit. You know, he whines sometimes about nobody's going to listen anymore and why the fuck are we talking about this? And he gets depressed or down
yeah,
or whatever.
Right. Understand.
So I like to pump him up when I can. And episode 46, I thought was a great episode. Now, I went over to the forum there to see if anybody else had anything to say about episode 46.
Yeah.
I didn't find that, but I did find a post from a listener of ours that also listens to Spike and Rachel about episode 45. And he says, I'm not going to name names, except when I come to this other person. Then I'm going to name names. He says, I'm a fan of the show and I want to give you some advice on making it better. In my opinion, the show needs more structure. That will give it a more professional feel and help boost the show's listeners, set up some talking points and segments, and stick to that structure. I necessarily don't agree with that. I don't think they need a structure.
Right.
That's what's interesting about listening to them, because you never know what you're going to hear.
They're freeform.
Freeform. One time they did a podcast as they were walking through a haunted house.
Yeah.
So how can you stick to structure there? So I really don't agree with this
assessment.
But it is a listener of ours. But I, you know, it's about the exchange of ideas.
Yeah.
John.
Right.
And then see Total Talk Nonsense, for example. Okay, now why do you got to drag us into it? Is what I want to know.
That's a compliment, man.
I know it is a compliment, but do we need to be dragged into it?
What is your deal, man?
I don't know what my deal is.
What, did faggot school have the day off today? What the fuck? That's a compliment. That's the highest compliment right there. Outside of mimicking us, he wants somebody else to mimic our presentation.
Our structure.
Yeah.
Three parts. It's we usually do fall in within a structure. Okay.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? What?
That's fine. I'm just okay. The post was much longer. I'm just reading just this
paraphrasing.
This little, so then get this. Our other listener who also listens to Spike and Rachel, Stephen C.
Yeah.
The great Stephen C. Yeah. John. Here's what he has to say. As I've said in previous posts, I think, or maybe I have said it verbally, it's the perspective that got me hooked. Anyone could do a show about TV. Now, he's talking about Spike and Rachel.
Yeah.
Get this. Anyone can do a show about TV, games, movies, etc. But Spike and Rachel achieve much more than that, and I think that the natural delivery, warts and all, is essential. And I agree with that, Stephen C. I agree. Get this next sentence. TTN and Punky, for that matter, are very different beasts, and one could argue that their increasing slickness has taken some of the edge away. But don't tell John and Scott that, or you'll get me in trouble.
Oh!
Slickness? What slickness is he referring to?
Oh!
Is it your production value?
Dare
is that the
he?
Slickness he's talking about?
Oh, maybe I should put a mic in my ass, and we should do the show that way.
Yeah. So they.
I'm John, and I'm Spike.
Spike and Rachel did mention that they met one of their fans, Stefan.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, is it Stefan C. that they met?
He's a whore.
Because he says, in previous posts, or maybe I said it verbally. Now, where would you say that verbally? You'd only say that verbally in person, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it was Stefan C. that visited Spike and Rachel not too long ago and didn't tell us that he was in the United States.
fucking guy.
I see where you're coming from there, Stephen C. I hear that. So that's all I want to say.
Oh, see, I told you they get pissed already.
Who? Who's getting pissed?
We got somebody on Skype here. His name is Nappy Headed Ho.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's a loyal listener. You guys said you'll be on Skype tonight, and I'd love to be on the show. I have some great arguments. Tet!
Arguments? What, do we want people to call up and argue with us?
Argue. Why not?
All right.
Unfortunately, we're not set up yet.
Not set up
yet. All right,
yet.
Let's take it to part two.
Because we're remote, John. We're remote.
We're remote.
In the Batcave.
We're remote in the Batcave.
Of course we could take it to part
two. I tried to set it up, but we didn't have time. I can definitely get it done, though.
Get her done.
I need time.
Get her done.
All right.
You know what you do is you say, hey, I need time to do this. You come over here, you set it up, and then you take a nap. There you go.
On what?
There's no couch.
The couch
anymore.
Is gone. It's at my house now.
I need to bring my lazy boy.
All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.